Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It seems to me that since the Dodgers are in chaos right now, and you are an extremely good businessman who I look up to, that you smell an opportunity and you've kind of hinted around the fact that maybe you'd be receptive if they came to you and you wanted to buy the Dodgers, or do you want to buy the Dodgers?
I have to see what it looks like. I have to see it. I mean, I'll look at
it. Well, you see what it looks like. It's a freaking mess.
Well, yeah, but you know, until you pull away the covers, right? Because they have all these sub-corporations and all, you know.
But in theory, are you interested in buying the Dodgers?
I'd have to. It depends on
if
the
it looks good.
If it looks good. If it looks good.
If you pull it up.
I'm always open to any good business deal. And honestly, owning a franchise, like when I looked at the Rangers and looked at the Cubs, you know, I have an interest in Major League Baseball for the right deal. But it's just such a mess, right? I can't imagine that it's not going to be such a mess that it's going to make it hard to turn around.
There's TMZ's Harvey Levin with Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban talking about the possibility that Cuban will buy the financially troubled Los Angeles Dodgers. Major League Baseball, number 10 on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here as we review the hot hits, the top 10 in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 24th of June. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits through the course of this hour. The determination made by the folks at Talkers Magazine this week, MLB, Major League Baseball, number 10.
Number 9.
The arrest of fugitive mob boss Whitey Bulger is number 9 in the countdown. Talk host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Brad Garrett about the capture of Bulger, who is on the FBI's 10 most wanted list and has been there for 15 years.
The old number one and the new number one is not number one anymore on the FBI's list, right?
Well, that's right. After 16 plus years on the run, you know, Bulger was captured, I guess, like a lot of fugitives are, where you get a tip, you conduct surveillance, you're convinced it's the person, you kick the door, and there he is, and that's exactly what happened apparently last night.
We have the local production company that actually produced the public service announcement that has been airing. That is from Portland, and ironically, the guy who produced it, his wife is an anchor at the CBS affiliate here in Portland. So we got a lot of local angles here, and I want to ask you about that public service announcement that has been running and how the FBI used it and really kind of put it in sort of a niche area so that people who might have seen Catherine Grieger would know.
Exactly. It works, excuse me, much like how America's Most Wanted has been successful for so many years. They put a fugitive picture up. They talk about particular peculiarities, girlfriends, the issues in their lives, and then they target locations. In this case, one of them was Southern California because Bulger had a history in the Los Angeles area. Well, lo and behold, it sounds like to me within a few hours, somebody stepped forward. I'm going to be willing to bet maybe somebody in the apartment building where they lived called FBI conducted surveillance after they were convinced it was him, kicked the door, and lo and behold, it was him.
There was obviously a reward that had been offered quite some time for Whitey Bulger's capture. Will we be able to find out who dropped the dime on him by that source?
Maybe. And that's going to largely be driven probably by the person who would be eligible for the reward. Because in a fugitive case, you know, this person who came forward has nothing to do with what bad things they're alleging that Bulger did. They just put the finger on him. And so, other than this person coming forward, the government would not do that on their own.
Brad, this case is notorious for a lot of reasons, one of which is that Whitey Bulger was an informant for the FBI for a long time. The FBI looked the other way for a lot of times. Then finally he heard from Agent Connolly, who's now in a federal penitentiary, that he was going to be indicted and started to go on the run. Is this a newer, different FBI than the one that Whitey Bulger used to play ball with, so to speak?
Well, it's certainly it's different from an oversight and review standpoint. I think that is the case. But unfortunately, you can't screen everybody out of law enforcement that may have tendencies to go over to the other side. And clearly what happened with Connolly, even though he denies it, that his involvement with Bulger and other organized crime figures in the Boston area led to a number of murders. I mean, Bulger is wanted for, I think, for over 19 murders. Connolly just got recently prosecuted in Miami because of a guy that was killed down there where they were alleging that he commonly provided information about issues among families, organized crime families, and it resulted in somebody dying. They actually charged him with murder and convicted him. So he's been recently convicted of a state murder. So this is a guy, by almost everybody's definition, has stepped over the line.
Coming up, controversy over the Pledge of Allegiance and the U.S. policy in Libya. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Bullfrog sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon.
marathon missed. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for tuning into the program. Number 8 this week on the countdown, controversy over NBC's omission of the words "under God" during the Pledge of Allegiance used in their coverage of the U.S. Open last weekend. Talk host Greg Garrison here with Rich Noyes from the Media Research Center about how NBC thought nobody would notice.
Talk a little bit about the inside of how that works and how somebody gets by with amending the Pledge of Allegiance on national TV.
Well, this was a little video that was supposed to be patriotic, and they went back and forth between kids saying the Pledge of Allegiance and Marines hoisting the flag, and you heard basically the entire Pledge of Allegiance, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. The entire Pledge of Allegiance came out of these kids' mouths, except for the phrase, "under God," which, you know, was, I assume the kids said it, and it was edited out by NBC. And, you know, this irritated a lot of people. They thought this was a slam. They probably are right. You know, when you edit a piece like that, you do it knowing what's going on. And twice. And of course, they took a lot of heat for it. They apologized during the U.S. Open, and Brian Williams brought it up the next night on the NBC Nightly News. You know, so at least to his credit, he's mentioning that his network took a lot of guff, and deservedly so, but then they wrapped it into a story about all the other people who made mistakes, you know, verbal gaffes during the week.
Oh, please.
And so they somehow wedded it into John Stewart, and I'm not sure what John Stewart said that was all, you know, he was obnoxious, but I'm not sure it was a gaffe of the same order. And then Rick Perry at the leadership conference, basically just saying, you know, the days of America's decline is over. Well, what was that all about? I mean, that was certainly not a gaffe of the same order. So they essentially tried to bury it inside sort of a broader thematic discussion where they
call that spin, my friend.
Yeah, but it's one thing when they're trying to help their Democratic friends, but it's a little even more obvious when they're trying to help themselves get out of a jam of their own creation. And I would say NBC News did not create that video. That was just NBC's sports department and their more general editors over there. But it's, you know, the same thing. This is not a good day for NBC, and a pretty weaselly way of trying to get out of it.
Number seven.
Back to number seven on the countdown, U.S. policy in Libya. Here host Kevin Cohen speaks to Senator Lindsey Graham about the president's plan for Libya, which is a strategy Graham says he doesn't quite understand.
I'm not sure you and I are on the same page even on Libya. I've still not to this day understood really what we're doing there or what President Obama said when he said we'll be there days, not weeks. Now we're into months. I still don't get the whole purpose of what we're doing.
I mean, you agree. This is the most screwed up strategy known to man. President Obama, has devised a way to make everybody mad. This idea of NATO going to war without America has exposed NATO to be a force without American involvement in terms of combat operations that can't take a fourth-rate dictator down in 11 weeks. So why are we in Libya under the construct we have? I don't know. I can't justify this. I can't tell anybody in South Carolina that this is a good strategy to have NATO do the fighting and we sit on the sidelines and help them logistically. That means that Gaddafi's chance of survival goes up, the war lasts longer. If we had had American air power in early on, this thing would have been over with.
But I don't understand something. He made it adamantly clear that we are not targeting Gaddafi. He is not a target.
Well, he said that early on, and guess what? Over time, what did I say on your show?
You said bite the head off of the snake or whatever.
Guess what NATO's doing now?
Now they're going after him.
They killed his grandson and his son trying to kill him. I knew early on that the only way you could end this thing quickly is to go after Gaddafi's inner circle. NATO has finally decided to do that, but NATO without American air power is very limited. 50% of the targets being hit in Libya are from the Norwegian and the Danes because they fly F-16s. Without American air power, you've made this thing go on longer. The rebels are getting better, but they don't have the equipment and training to fight all the way to Tripoli. So let me be on record as saying, early on, I said the president has made a fatal mistake in taking American air power off the table. However, I thought it was in our national security interest to not let Gaddafi murder his own people in mass numbers to stay in power. It would kill the Arab Spring. We had a chance to take him out. His own people rose up against him. And if we had been decisive early on, this thing would have been over within 3 weeks of it starting. But Obama's come up with a strategy to prolong it. But here to my colleagues in the Congress, if you believe that Gaddafi staying after all this effort has no consequence to us, I respectfully disagree. If he stays and survives this effort by us and NATO to take him out, that's the end of NATO. There are a million Egyptians in Libya. They're going to become refugees running back to Egypt, overrunning that country. And the oil markets are going to become incredibly unstable. So the idea of leaving Gaddafi in power would be a disaster for our national security interests.
Coming up, the president announces his intention to tap the oil reserves while economic turmoil grips Greece. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoots.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number six now in the countdown, oil. This week, the president decided to release 30 million barrels of oil from the reserves in an attempt to make up for lost supplies caused by the situation in Libya. ABC's Jonathan Carl talked to Congressman Doc Hastings of Washington, who doesn't think this was a good move at all by the president.
Big news from the White House. The president has decided to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Good move?
I don't think it's a very good move because for a couple of reasons. First of all, it only supplies about a day and a half of the nation's supply of oil. But what it misses is a critical part. It doesn't create any jobs. I mean, if one thing that doing this does is acknowledges that supply is a reason why gas prices are high. So what's the best way to increase supply? You use the resources that we have in our country that should be tapped. And he's not doing that. So this has nothing to do with about creating jobs. And by the way, energy jobs are good paying jobs. And that's where we should be focusing. So all he's doing is releasing what should be there strategically, but it doesn't do anything regarding the jobs. But it does, which I think is important, acknowledge that supply is the issue.
Why now? Why is he doing this now? Does this smell like politics to you?
Listen, I will just say this as kindly as I possibly can. And that is that his actions have been 180 degrees from what his words are in the negative way. So I think what he's trying to do is pacify what the problem is. But again, the good point is to acknowledge the supply, but it doesn't do what is proper, and that is create the jobs to create that supply. That would be the best option, in my view.
European economic turmoil, number five on the countdown. Host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talk here to CBS's Tula Vialo about the huge financial problems in Greece and whether or not similar problems may be headed our way.
Explain to us the situation now. It hasn't gotten any better in the last month, but what's the situation currently?
Well, no, it's actually gotten worse because Greece did not meet some of its targets. And now it owes about $17 billion in a debt payment that it has to make on July 15. It does not have the money. It needs the money from the IMF and the European Union. But both of those bodies are saying in order for Greece to get that money, it needs to slash its expenses, raise taxes, and fire a lot of people. And this obviously is not making many Greeks very, very happy. Many of them are unhappy and are taking to the streets.
Most definitely, but the Prime Minister, George Papandreou, did survive that confidence vote by Parliament, so it looks like at least the government is online to put in these more austere measures, is it not?
Well, you would think so, but that vote went down party lines, much as it works in the United States. The Socialists, which is supposedly the more the liberal party, went and to support the Prime Minister, but the Conservatives did not support the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister did win that vote. There's another vote on Tuesday to pass these very, very severe and deeply unpopular measures. And so we'll see Tuesday whether or not the government is united behind this $40 billion package, which I said earlier includes not only slashing spending and cutting wages, but also means selling some of Greece's most beloved assets, such as the ports and perhaps the utilities and maybe some Mediterranean property.
Now, here's the thing. Does the opposition have a better idea to raise $17 billion by July 15th?
You touched on a very critical point here, Jane. No, the opposition does not. As we have seen in the United States sometimes, the opposition just says no. And in this particular case in Greece, the opposition has not come up with a conceivable plan to get Greece out of the crisis. It just says no and says that the government could have handled the crisis better. But now that it's here and it's at the edge, as they say, and on the brink of bankruptcy, the opposition has not come up with what economists say is really a feasible plan.
Overviewing the hot hits in talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen. The economic turmoil in Europe, that's fifth most talked about topic of the week. Recapping, let's see, go back to number 10, it's Major League Baseball. Arrest of Whitey Bulger is number 9. Number 8 is the NBC pledge edit. Number 7, the U.S. policy in Libya. Number 6, the price you're paying for oil and petroleum. And the economic turmoil in Europe is number 5. We're halfway there. The top 4 items are next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bo from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday, the 24th of June, up to number 4, a class action lawsuit against Walmart, which was thrown out this week by the Supreme Court. On a Hawaiian news program, host Paul Akana, Lara Yamada, and Daryl Huff talked about what this decision might mean for Hawaii and for business in general.
Female employees suing Walmart were dealt a huge blow by the U.S. Supreme Court, which said they could not sue Walmart as a united class. Attorneys said the case could have cost Walmart billions of dollars and involved more than a million female employees. The ruling could now have a major impact here in Hawaii. Class action lawsuits are very common here in Hawaii, and attorneys say the Supreme Court ruling will be followed by judges here in both state and federal court.
As Daryl Huff explains, some say the ruling has shifted the balance away from the little guy and in favor of big business and government.
In its ruling on the Walmart sex discrimination case, the Supreme Court focused on the class action rules, which allow employees to team up when they feel mistreated by their bosses.
Employees are able to bring the suits only because they can bring them as groups. If they can't bring them as groups, they can't afford to fight with the owners of Walmart.
Attorney Eric Seitz has filed many class actions. He says the Walmart ruling against the workers creates a much tougher standard.
So every single case where people are seeking back pay or something by way of monetary relief, where there may be differences in the amount that people are entitled to, is now going to be precluded.
Many of the lawsuits that have profoundly affected Hawaii's history have been class actions on behalf of mental patients, disabled children, and prisoners. But because those lawsuits essentially ordered the state government to follow the law, they would not be affected by the Walmart ruling. In Hawaii, class actions have been used against hotels for billing practices and against a rock group for a canceled concert, even by substitute teachers over back pay. Seitz says in cases like those over money damages, courts may begin forcing more people to sue as individuals.
They are going to have to pay the expenses. Their attorneys are going to have to stick their necks out and bear the costs and the fees for those cases and take enormous risks.
But other class action lawyers say the Walmart case's impact is not clear yet. It was unusually large and unusually complex. Smaller cases, they say, may still satisfy the court's new standard.
Attorneys say if the Walmart case breaks up many class actions, the individual cases that result could create a logjam in the courts and cost more in the long run.
Number 3.
Number 3 in the countdown, the Fed's weak economic report. Talk host Don Wade in Roma speaking to CNBC's Larry Kudlow about Ben Bernanke's recent comments, economic growth slowing down again, not good news.
Nobody seems to be real happy with Bernanke's appearance. What do you take out of this? Is he a helpful note, or is he going to tank?
Well, you know, the odd thing about the Bernanke is that he got the analysis right. He said the economy is sputtering because inflation is rising. And he cited food prices, he cited oil prices, he cited gasoline prices. Got that right. He just won't own it. He won't take any blame for the commodity bulge or the dollar drop that, in my opinion, caused most of it. Maybe not all of it, but most of it. So the word that comes to mind is stagflation. That's an old 70s term. And Bernanke did not use that word, but he all but said that is our problem, stagflation. And then he goes on to suggest everything's going to be okay in the second half of the year, sort of. And if you look at the Fed numbers, actually, what they're looking at is 3.5% growth and 1.5% inflation in the second half of the year. And I just don't see
how do we get
how that's possible. I mean, we've got 2% growth and 4.5% inflation in the first half of the year. Why are those trends going to change? I don't know. That's
right.
The question.
And unemployment up again.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and he says cutting spending is not the right thing to do. I really liked seeing Ron Paul.
When Ron Paul said, we want more spending, but we don't want the government to do the spending. We want them to cut the taxes so that people have the money and the people can spend the money, and that would grow the economy.
Yeah, I thought Ron Paul was particularly effective. He's a very interesting, very smart guy. Yes, of course. I mean, really what you want to do here, if stagflation is the problem, right, if the economy is sputtering but inflation is rising, first of all, you want a strong dollar to deal with the inflation part. So I would have raised, frankly, would raise the interest rate. I'd raise the Fed target rate to 1%. That fits the John Taylor rule, and that would really strengthen the dollar. That would get those commodities down, oil, stabilize them, and that would cut the inflation problem within 6 months. Secondly, if I want growth to pick up, I would lower federal budget spending, and at the same time, I'd slash the business tax to 15% or thereabouts, get rid of the deductions. And third, I'd call off the regulatory dogs, particularly now. You see this incredible stuff with the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, not only going after Boeing, but this quickie election stuff that they're wanting. So you only have 10 or 12 days between the time you declare it and the actual vote for a unionization attempt at business.
That leads us to number two, Afghanistan. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Dr. Cannon Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Overviewing the hot hits in talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen. Number two this week on the countdown, the president's plan for a drawdown of troops in Afghanistan. Host Steve Hawkins here with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the military's response to the president's plan.
We saw the president live in the East Room of the White House addressing the nation. Were you surprised, or was that what you were thinking was going to happen?
Well, I thought that's pretty much what was going to happen. It's going to be a kind of a slow drawdown here. And he says it's going to begin with, of course, here in a few weeks, 10,000 more troops this year. Actually, 5,000 would begin coming out this summer, followed by another 5,000 at the end of the year. And at the end of next summer, another 23,000 troops return to bases in Europe and the U.S. Essentially, Steve, a total drawdown would equal a 33,000 troop surge ordered by Obama in 2009.
Now, this is more than the military commanders advised, but it's a lot less than a lot of Americans wanted.
That's right. According to a Pew Research report this week, percentage of Americans who favor moving the troops as soon as possible has reached an all-time high. And for the first time, a majority, 56%, said the U.S. troops should be brought home as soon as possible, while 39% favor keeping troops in Afghanistan until the situation is pretty much stabilized.
All right, most Americans still believe the U.S. has made the right decision going into Afghanistan, but two-thirds of Democrats and 57% of independents say the troops ought to be removed as soon as possible.
That's right. Public's worry with this war, longest war in our country's history. And, of course, some senior administration officials at a background meeting Wednesday acknowledged that any threat from al-Qaeda has shifted to Pakistan, Yemen, and other areas, particularly Horn of Africa, and they concede we should go from counterinsurgency mode to counterterrorism mode and use more drones, U.S. drones, and special ops guys on the ground in those areas.
Here, radio host Joan Hamburg talks to NBC's Mike Vaccara about some of the criticism President Obama is getting from both sides over his address on Afghanistan.
People are saying, how could it only be 15 minutes? He didn't talk about what victory means. He talked about achieving goals. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, Afghanistan is a topic at this point where he's not going to, it's sort of a no-win situation.
Right.
Being attacked from the left for continuing the involvement and escalating the involvement, the so-called surge, of course, that's been going on for the last year and a half, putting in 30,000 more troops. This is already the longest war in American history, as you know, and the left had been calling for a much more accelerated withdrawal. I mean, to a certain extent, the president is doing exactly what he said he was going to do when he campaigned. He is withdrawing American forces from Iraq, and he has really increased significantly the number of troops, even before the surge in Afghanistan. I mean, when he came into office, there were still fewer than 40,000 American men and women in uniform fighting in Afghanistan, and now at the peak of the surge, there are 100,000. So he's getting it from both sides. And what's interesting is that a lot of the criticism, you know, you think of the political spectrum as a flat line. Well, the flat line has sort of been curved where both ends are meeting, and the criticism is coming from the far right and the far left. There are a lot of people on the right who say it's time to go, and there are a lot of people on the right who say, He's going too fast. Admiral Mike Mullen, you know, the joint chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he was before Congress today, and he quite frankly said when he first heard what the president wanted to do, he wasn't for it. But he came around to the president's way of thinking. He does have Petraeus, General Petraeus, on his side. Obviously, the man who runs the war there is now moving to the CIA. But there are a lot of Democrats who are unhappy with the president.
You know, it's so interesting because there isn't anyone, including the Democrats, who do not say it's like knocking your head against a wall.
Right.
And even though the president has pointed out Al-Qaeda is under more pressure, do you think that's true?
Well, they say they had a background briefing for us yesterday where they said that Al-Qaeda, you know, had been significantly reduced. I think they gave the number of 50 Al-Qaeda operatives that remain in Afghanistan. Of course, many of them are in Pakistan. But, you know, a top Democrat today at that Mullen hearing put it rather well. If we stayed there for another 10 years and there were 150,000 coalition forces there for that time and we decided to leave after another 10 years, history teaches us that in Afghanistan, you know, these terrorists could regenerate. They could step into a power vacuum, which is some people consider to be inevitable when you look at the history of Afghanistan, the instability there, the tribalism, the factionalism, the impoverished nature of the country, notwithstanding the billions of dollars in civilian aid that's been poured into it over the years. So, I mean, it's a tough problem. It's been a tough problem for leaders since time immemorial, and that continues until last night and even today.
From affiliate AM 1100, The Flag, host Bruce Kelly talks to Fox News' Todd Starnes about the president's speech on Afghanistan and what the critics and the politicians are saying.
Let's get right to the reaction to the president's speech last night. How do you see it?
Well, it's interesting in the sense that the president's getting flack from the right and the left. Democrats don't feel like he's pulling the troops out fast enough, and the Republicans say it's too fast. But what I find is interesting when you look at the timetable here, the troops, 33,000 troops will be gone from Afghanistan by the summer of 2012. Guess what happens in the fall of 2012?
Well, the election.
Coincidence, right?
No.
That's the argument that a lot of the critics have. The other thing is the speech itself. About 13 minutes, I counted 13 I's that the president delivered in that speech, but there was one particular word that was not mentioned, and I think that's pretty significant. You ready for this one, Bruce?
Go ahead.
Petraeus.
Yeah, you're right. He never did mention Petraeus' name. Certainly. Well, hold on a second. Let's go to O'Reilly. Give me cut 7 there, Ben. This is last night on The Factor. Bill O'Reilly with former Minnesota Senator Tim Pawlenty. Governor.
Late last summer, I met with General Petraeus. He said, look, we've stalled out the insurgency. We need about 2 years to get this thing to the point of security, stability, and we can draw down the troops responsibly. And I think that's what he told the president. And now you have the president saying to General David Petraeus, I think the smartest and most insightful guy in this debate, saying, you know what, I know better, and I'm going to put artificial timelines even within the next year and a half. This decision should be based on conditions on the ground and success, not some vague notions of a responsible wind down and then jumping over what the real mission is now, which is stabilizing the security of that country.
So why does the GOP, why do they want to keep troops in Afghanistan? It's totally because of keeping our flank protected with anything that's happening in Pakistan?
Yeah, look, I think when you look at the polls, and there was a new poll out yesterday that well over 50% of the public of Americans want the troops to come home. I think there comes a point when you can help a country get freedom, but ultimately that country has to take responsibility for its future. And that's what's about to happen in Afghanistan. That's why people, I think, one of the more important lines in that speech was when the president said it's time to do nation building here.
Yes.
And people get that. They want their potholes fixed. They want their infrastructure fixed. And they're tired of seeing billions of dollars going to another country when they want it to be spent here.
So that leaves us with number one, and we'll talk about the presidential race next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number one in the countdown, and that's the 2012 presidential race. This week, former Utah Governor John Huntsman threw his hat into the ring, and talk host Dom Giordano isn't very excited about what he has to say, in fact.
Here's John Huntsman, the guy that's been anointed yesterday by Harry Reid, by a lot of the media. Thank God we finally have a Republican who's going to roll over and be trumped by the civility card. Here's what John Huntsman, former governor of Utah, said in announcing his candidacy for the presidency. He did it where Ronald Reagan did it, trying to channel Ronald Reagan. This guy's no Ronald Reagan in the slightest. But here's what he had to say about civility yesterday. Cut one.
For the sake of the younger generation, it concerns me that civility, humanity, and respect are sometimes lost in our interactions as Americans. Our political debates today are corrosive and not reflective of the belief that Abe Lincoln espoused back in his day, that we are a great country because we're a good country. You know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah, I get the code, Mr. Huntsman. Now, Huntsman, in talking on the campaign trail, has said from 10,000 miles away as ambassador to China, America is viewed, he says, folks, let me just say that we lack humanity, we lack civility, we lack basic respect for which this country should be known. You know what civility means? You know what this no-label civility crap means? It's code for if you're a conservative, if you don't like not just the policies, but the persona of this president, you have to roll over and play dead for the smarter-than-the-room crowd that knows better. And you're fine. You're engaging in civility as long as you agree with them. But when you disagree, and disagree passionately, then you're part of the incivility crowd. Well, I'm proud, then, to be called uncivil.
Talk host John Williams, speaking to reporter Kevin Diaz about Tim Pawlenty and his financial experience as governor of Minnesota.
I have been interested all along in whether or not, if America will see what's happened in Minnesota as proof that a good conservative governor can, you know, rein in the budget, or will it be spun by the Democrats as, no, wait a minute, Minnesota's in a huge fiscal mess, and that falls on Pawlenty. That's sort of in play right now, isn't it?
Well, very much so. And, you know, Pawlenty can lay some of the blame at the feet of the Democrats in Minnesota because he fought with them tooth and nail over the course of his 8 years as governor. But, you know, last I checked, there are Democrats in Congress, too. So that problem's not going to go away if he's president.
But every state, was it 48 out of 50 states currently have a budget deficit? I mean, we are no different than any other state in terms of being unable to meet our obligations, right?
Right, but ours is also one of the larger measured per capita.
Right, that as a percentage of the budget, ours is about as big as anybody's, right?
Yes, or bigger.
Well, how did that happen? Hey, Kevin, how did that happen?
I don't know. I'm in Washington. You tell me. I could just tell you that it's been dogging him on the campaign trail. The question comes up. It came up very prominently in the very first Republican debate in South Carolina. And it's likely to dog him down the line if folks can't come to some kind of an agreement in Minnesota in the legislature in the next couple of weeks and this whole thing blows up and there's a government shutdown in Minnesota. I think the whole country is going to be looking at Minnesota and going, wait a second, this is supposed to be the shining example of fiscal rectitude that's going to get us out of the mess here in Washington. And what about this Pawlenty guy?
He's not governor right now.
Tune in not too deeply.
Right, but he's not governor right now. So if Minnesota is $5 billion in debt, that's Mark Dayton's problem, not Tim Pawlenty's.
Well, I think the Democrats are going to try and make it Pawlenty's problem, and not just the Democrats, but also some of his opponents in the Republican primaries. It's a soft spot for him. And, yes, he doesn't feel responsible for the spending that happens after him. But the problem for him is that, yes, he put a budget in technical balance, but some of the bills don't come due till next year.
So it falls back on him.
Well, I mean, there's certainly going to be people who are going to make that argument, and that's what he's going to be up against. You know, this is something he's stumping on very heavily, and it's the centerpiece of his critique of Obama and the economy. But there are some questions on his side of the equation as well.
Here we go again through the list. Recapping the list, Major League Baseball, number 10, arrest of crime boss Whitey Bulger, number 9, controversy over NBC's editing the Pledge of Allegiance, number 8, number 7, the U.S. policy in Libya. Number 6, the price you're paying for oil products. Number 5, European economic problems. Number 4, the Walmart class action suit. The Fed's weak economic report, number 3. Number 2 is the president's plan for Afghanistan. And number 1, the presidential race. That's it. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is over for this hour.